Public Utility Commissioners in Chelan County, Washington, take a high-stakes vote on Monday. This could influence if the aluminum industry and its well-paid blue-collar jobs make a comeback in the Pacific Northwest. Correspondent Tom Bonsi is in Wenatchee to tell you how.
Aluminum smelting used to be a pillar of this region's industrial economy, but today there's only one smelter left in operation in the Northwest. Alcoa Corporation runs it in Ferndale, Washington. Alcoa owns a second smelter in the Northwest. That one outside Wenatchee was idled at the beginning of last year, putting more than 400 people out of work. Eric Gladjo was one of those workers.
Yeah, I mean, I would be one of the first people back through the gate if they did open back up. But I would much rather go back to the wages that I was making in Alcoa and all the overtime that I was getting.
Gladjo now drives a truck for a propane company and says he earns about the same as the unemployment checks from his former Alcoa job. John Gill would also like to return to the Wenatchee smelter. He's 62 years old and currently drawing supplemental unemployment.
Yeah, it'd be good for the community if we went back to work.
Gill and Gladjo were among two dozen aluminum workers who came to a community meeting.
Let's talk about the employees.
It got emotional at times. Alcoa is dangling the possibility of reopening the smelter if aluminum prices rally further. But there's this other thing. A big looming penalty Alcoa may have to pay soon to the local public utility. The penalty comes from Alcoa's long-term power contract with Chelan County PUD, where Steve Wright is the general manager.
The clause in the contract was there to try to incent restart. So if they stayed closed for 18 months, they'd have to pay us the now $67 million. So if the idea was, well, let's try to make it hard for them and encourage them to restart the plant if they closed it.
Alcoa Vice President Michael Padgett told the community meeting if Alcoa is forced to pay that $67 million now, it would be unlikely to reopen the plant. The money it might sink into its Wenatchee smelter to restart would be gone. Padgett says things are looking up for the company, so it would like to buy time. But he made no commitments about reopening the local plant.
There's a number of factors that go into it. You know, the metal price, important factor. But we also look at, you know, at the cost structure of the plant. We look at, you know, the amount of money that it would take to do the restart. We look at the other capital investments. We look at the regulatory environment. And all those things come together.
Labor availability, relevant too. At the community meeting, there was some suspicion from former Alcoans and spouses about whether the aluminum maker is really serious about restarting its aging smelter outside Wenatchee, or maybe it's just stringing the community along to delay a costly bill. The situation leaves local Aluminum Workers Union President Kelly Woodard feeling torn.
Part of me says my people have been dangling out here for a little over a year now. They're, you know, blowing in the wind, and they just like a call to know what's going to happen. But on the other hand, if it's truly that another year would give us a chance to better chance to restart, then I say, well, maybe we should do it and give them another year.
Now that same dilemma falls in the lap of the Chelan County Public Utility Commission. They have before them a staff recommendation to restructure the power contract. This proposal would give Alcoa a one-year deferral on that big penalty for the price of $7 million. If the smelter is still not operating by the middle of next year, then the global aluminum maker has to pay up to the tune of $62 million. I'm Tom Bonsi in Wenatchee, Washington.